Actor John Fugelsang, Christian Trump supporters are completely illiterate about Jesus' teachings. By Robert Krajicek on January 28, 2019. Actor-comedian John Fugelsang derided President Donald Trump's Christian supporters as completely illiterate about Jesus' teachings in a social media rant. Fugelsang's screed came in response to a tweet from President Trump regarding the introduction of Bible literacy classes. Last July, Fugelsang disparaged Christian supporters of the president as fake Christians. Fugelsang further framed actress and former Fox News Channel contributor Stacey Dash as a betrayer of black people following criticisms of Black Entertainment Television and its BET Awards. He mocked her as both stupid and a puppet, also tweeting, "Just because Stacey Dash abandoned melanin doesn't mean the rest of us need to abandon Black History Month." Fugelsang regularly frames American Christian conservatives as holding views antithetical to Christianity. In 2014, he said right-wing Christians would be the first ones lining up to nail Jesus Christ all over again. He described Jesus Christ as a leftist. No, I actually, Reverend, I don't think that. And I think Jesus would have a lot of problems with the two-party system as it now stands. However, Louis Gohmert's agenda and the agenda of most of right-wing Christians are exactly what Jesus talks about in Matthew 25. I mean, this was a guy who was a radical nonviolent revolutionary. Hung out with lepers, hookers and crooks, never spoke English, wasn't an American citizen, anti-wealth, anti-public prayer. Matthew 6:5, you know what I'm talking about, Reverend Barry. Never anti-gay, never mentioned abortion, long-haired, brown-skinned, community organizing, homeless, Middle Eastern, unarmed Jew. That's the guy we're talking about. Jesus couldn't get a job at House of Pancakes in this society now, and Louis Gohmert and his ilk would be the first ones lining up to nail him all over again. Fugelsang occasionally appears on television news media platforms as a commentator. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.